It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Counties across Colorado are preparing for the next phase of their COVID-19 response for whenever the state's stay-at-home order is lifted. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports on part of that plan known as contact tracing.
Contact tracing is one way to help control outbreaks of infectious diseases. You identify who is sick, quarantine them, then find all the folks they've recently been around and quarantine them. Some local health departments have already done this to some degree and say that contact tracing is necessary to keep the new coronavirus contained. But many of the state's largest health departments say they don't have enough tests or staff for thorough contact tracing, at least not yet. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Two inmates at a state prison in northeast Colorado have tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say they are now in quarantine and receiving medical care. The state's Department of Corrections is working with the Sterling Correctional Facility to identify staffers and inmates who had contact with the patients. Those staffers will be put on leave, and any identified inmates will be quarantined and screened twice a day for symptoms. Republican U.S. Senator Cory Gardner has about twice as much cash on hand as his leading Democratic rival, former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the latest fundraising numbers in the U.S. Senate race.
According to the first quarter disclosures, Senator Gardner has close to $10 million cash on hand. Hickenlooper has nearly $5 million. But despite that lower figure, Hickenlooper raised nearly twice as much money during the quarter. A Democratic primary to challenge Gardner is still underway. Hickenlooper has made the ballot. Former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff is also likely to be on it after winning the Democratic caucus. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Snow continues today along the Front Range. For a sunny day tomorrow, this is CPR News.